Hello and welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will be focusing on David Moyes' next opponent, Chelsea. Welcome to Adam Marshall and Mark Frugger from the club website. Mark, what's the build-up to a huge game like this for you?
It's fairly chaotic in our office. We've been putting together the Matchday programme, which takes some work, especially after a summer off. We might be a bit rusty, but I can, it's pretty good. It's looking good. It's lots of improvements and there's more content for the fans. So it should be a good addition.
Strange to start our first home game of the season on a bank holiday Monday night, Adam?
It is. I can't remember too many of an evening as well. Sometimes during the day on a bank holiday, but an evening one as well. It means it'll be a long day. Looking forward to it, I think, for most people. It's good to have that game up first. Maybe we all would have wanted perhaps a nice, gentle introduction to the home season, but you got to play them sooner rather than later, so why not now? And with it being Mourinho back in charge, it's just going to be a brilliant atmosphere. I think we're all looking forward to it.
It's good under the floodlights. I mean, there's not much better than Old Trafford under the floodlights, so it's a good occasion for David Moyes' first match.
Do you think the mind games already started between Jose Mourinho, David Moyes and Manchester United?
Jose's always on them, isn't he? What did he say? We're not something contenders. He kind of diminished us a little bit, but I mean, if you allow that to affect you, then it affects you. But if you just ignore it, then you're fine and you carry on. And David has already said that he's open to these mind games. He'll embrace them. So I look forward to them throughout the season.
I saw Rio's interview at the launch of the partnership with Apollo saying about the Chelsea game. It's not the biggest one. He ranks Liverpool and City still above it, but given the fact that they are such a big rival for the title, how big do you feel the game is, Adam?
I think it's really important. I think they can go 6 points clear versus it's a massive gap even at this very, very early stage of the season. So I think we have to make sure that we don't lose first and foremost, I think. And I think both teams, in a way, a draw wouldn't be too bad a result and still leave us both, you know, fighting it out. That said, they got the upper hand on us towards the end of last season. They beat us here, they knocked us out of the cup. So I think I'd like to put one over them and set the record straight as we did a few seasons ago in the Champions League when we beat them. And I think this is a chance really to knock them down a peg or two. Mourinho's come in, all the media love Mourinho, they all love Chelsea, they love their players, they all think Chelsea are going to, you know, romp away with things. They're virtually impregnable at home, so playing them on our patch, this is our chance to, like I say, just knock them down a peg or two.
They've not been as active in the transfer market as City, but they've still signed a couple of players, Van Ginkel and Schürrle. Two good players. I don't know how much they're going to improve their starting 11.
No, I mean, they've brought younger players in who are going to kind of supplement the squad at some point. But to be honest, Chelsea had a great squad anyway. I think this time last year we were talking them up as title contenders, and I think in October or November they were up there. It was only with Di Matteo going that they imploded a little bit. But Mourinho's got a good team, and he's coming here on Monday. Very strong, and he'll be desperate to win, but I think it'll be a cagey match. I think we've seen so far with this season with Chelsea that they've got a couple of goals ahead, they've tightened up at the back and look for the win, so I can see it being quite cagey. And to be honest, I think, as Adam said, I think a draw's on the cards, maybe a 1-1 or something like that.
David Moyes, when he was Everton manager, the one thing you knew about him in big games against big opponents, he always seemed to get the upper hand. Whenever they played one of our rivals, particularly City, but Chelsea and teams Arsenal, you always thought, oh, Everton have got a chance. They're always up for it in these big games. And he always seemed to have a plan. He seemed to have a way of playing against the bigger teams where he'd analyse their way of playing, the way the players they went through, stop them getting the ball, and was really meticulous in his planning. I wonder if we'll be the same now he's at United and he'll do something to nullify Chelsea and bring the best out of our boys, and I certainly hope so. I think it's fascinating to know what team he's going to put out.
I was about to ask that, actually. How would you line up?
I don't really know. I think quite similar to how we've been. I think he seems to favour two holding players, with three ahead of them, so I think it'll be that kind of formation with Robin up top. I think there was a definite solidity about us at Swansea, which I wouldn't say we haven't seen before, but it was impressive, and it was something that I hope we maintain through the season, because we look difficult to break down, and we look very, very organised. And against Chelsea, against players like Wan-Mata and Hazard and Oscar, that's exactly what you need. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be a good game.
I think we'll miss Raphael. He's potentially a world-class player, and I think he'll nail down the right-back slot when he's fit. So I think he'll be a miss, whether Phil Jones plays again or Fabio comes in or Chris Smalling plays there. We'll have to wait and see. Or Valencia, even, I suppose, could move back. But you wonder whether you'll have that same thing Sir Alex had, where people play well against certain teams. Valencia always did quite well against Chelsea, I seem to remember. And I think Chicharito always seems to score against them. Whether he'll have that same kind of sort of thought with his teams, we'll have to see.
Well, our podcast producer Laura took to some at Busby Way to speak to some of the fans ahead of Mourinho's return to Old Trafford.
It's one of the biggest games in the football calendar as Manchester United take on Chelsea. It also pits David Moyes against Jose Mourinho as bosses of the Reds and Blues for the first time. I've just come outside to speak to some fans ahead of this bank holiday blockbuster.
It's going to be a real test, his first test of the season, and there's going to be plenty more to come after that.
Easy win for Moyes though, got to be on it.
I'm certainly looking forward to it though. I think it'll be a great match and a good start to the season.
It's a new era for Chelsea. How will this affect the league this year?
I think, you know, obviously he's got a proven track record, and it's, you know, for him coming back, he knows what it's all about. Moyes, you know, obviously biggest club he's ever managed. There's a lot of tests to come, but I think we'll do it.
He's always nervous coming here. It's a big stage, isn't it? He's proved he can't do it at Real Madrid, so he's come back to the Premier League, try for an easy time. He won't get it here, will he?
Well, going from the result that they had on Sunday, I think it certainly gave them Chelsea a boost, and they certainly look as if they're going to be title contenders.
Having seen Manchester City and Chelsea over the weekend, who would you say our biggest threat will be?
I think actually Chelsea. I do think the Mourinho factor is something that you can't knock. He's got something special about him. There was rumours of him coming to United, as well as David Moyes, and I don't think you can go past that. So I think Chelsea.
I think nobody's played anyone yet. We played Swansea. They're not a big side. They're on par with Newcastle, I think. So I think time will tell when we play each other. That's the big proving ground.
Well, having watched the game last night with City, I think Chelsea have still, you know, they've got a strong team, but City, last night, you know, they had a point to prove, goal difference, and they did it in the first game. So it's going to be a very interesting season.
And what do we have to do on Monday night to actually get the win?
It's Chelsea, isn't it? Got a boss them in midfield. I think they'll have an hard time controlling Mata if he plays. But yeah, you've just got to control and keep going down the wings.
I think we just have to play our normal game. I think we've got a good enough squad, a good enough team, and we've got enough players to be able to make sure that we get a result on Monday night.
I think he'll line up pretty much, you know, same as he did in the first game. Obviously, we still need to make some signings. I think that's the biggest fear as far as our fans are concerned. It's, you know, trying to see ourselves through the season. We had a good performance from the team, you know, at the weekend. Obviously, we're champions and we cantered to it last year. But we know to sort of last the season, you know, for all the big games, we need to make some, you know, strong signings still.
I think what we have to do is just make use of our best assets. I mean, Robin van Persie scored 2 cracking goals at the weekend. We've got to use him as much as possible and just attack from the outset.
And Sir Alex said in his final speech that we must get behind David Moyes. Do you think the fans will get behind him on Monday night, and what will the atmosphere be like?
Oh, absolutely. The atmosphere is going to be electric. You know, the always are for the big games, and the United fans won't let him down.
Well, we've already proved it on against Swansea. Everyone were behind him. Moyes, his Red Army. So.
I like to hear.
Yeah, so one of the fans there mentioned the lack of signings this summer. That's just over a week to go. Mark, do you think any players will come in?
I think there's a strong chance they will. I mean, the lack of signings, it isn't for want of trying. You know, it's on the record that we've gone in for some of the top players in the world, and for whatever reason, it's not worked out. That's the nature of the transfer window. But it's been documented this week that we've gone in for Fellaini and Baines. So whether that comes off, we'll wait and see. But those would be positive moves, I think. I think they'll both improve the squad, and hopefully they come off. I mean, myself and Adam, we run a feature on the website called Transfer Talk, so we're kind of a little bit sick to death of speculation, so I'm looking forward to the window closing. But it's interesting because there's that many players who are linked with us. It changes on a daily basis. I think fans can get swept up in that hype and then get frustrated when things don't come off. So I think you just have to be patient and hope these deals come through.
Yeah, read your section. So many names appear on it.
It's an obsession, isn't there, at the moment? I think it's been spawned really by the computer games and that kind of thing, where you're a manager and you can sign players every week, and it's great. I used to play them when I was at university instead of studying. And I think, you know, everyone's in this mindset now that it's all about transfers and that's it. And we know that's not the case. We just talked about Chelsea. They're favourites for the league. They're going to be really tough to beat. We didn't mention the players they've signed. We mentioned players he signed a year ago who've bedded in, the people like Mata, Hazard, those sort of guys who are just going to get better and better because they've been there. The same with United, where our key players this year are going to be people like Danny Welbeck, Phil Jones going to get better, Raphael, as I mentioned, De Gea, who've had years before and are going to get better and become the top players. So everyone's obsessed with transfers, and you know, we're not going to lie, we all like the idea of Ronaldo coming back and that kind of thing and these big names coming, but the reality is that it's probably not going to be the be-all and end-all come the end of the deadline, whether we have signed anyone or not. We keep hold of some other players who've been mentioned as going, and I think we can be quite happy with that. So we're not sort of counting down the clock like Sky Sports are and waiting for the deadline. I think we're more concerned with the games.
Absolutely. Right. Let's now hear from our favourite football statistician. So what have you got for us this week, Nick?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's always a big occasion when Chelsea and United meet. I think it's safe to call the teams familiar foes now, given they met five times last season in three different competitions. The problem, though, from United's perspective, is that we won just one of those five fixtures, and that was the first league meeting at Stamford Bridge. Of the others, United drew one and lost three. So Chelsea's overall Premier League record is actually very good against United, and they're the only side in the Premier League era to boast a better record against United. They've won 14 of the games, United only 13, so it definitely won't be easy on Monday night. What Chelsea fans won't want to hear, however, is that United are unbeaten in the first home game of the season since 1992. That's a run stretching back 20 games to when Everton beat the Reds 3-0. Since then, of the opening home fixtures, United have won 17 and drawn 3. Now, if you're after a stat that's really going to floor your friends, how's this? Monday will be the fourth of five consecutive games where David Moyes, as the home manager, will welcome a London side to his team's stadium. He finished the season at Everton with home games against Queen's Park Rangers, Fulham and Chelsea. Now, as United manager, he's got Chelsea and then Crystal Palace. That's all from me this week.
Absolutely fascinating, Nick. But the main stat that matters is on Monday night, and hopefully we can reverse last season's defeat and beat the Blues. But that's all we've got time for. Many thanks to Adam Marshall and to Mark Frogger. I've been Mark Sullivan from MUTV. We'll see you again very soon. Bye for now.